For those listening to KSBN Money Talk Radio who might be interested in buying physical precious metals for less than what I can pay for them, stay tuned. I have a way you can support this show and secure what I believe is the best price for precious metals on the existing market. In our first commercial break, I will explain this in more detail. And now, let's get on with Reclaiming the Republic. Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. And you're free to call in on our toll-free number, which is 844-320-4299. Again, 844-320-4299. Well, you're free if you're not driving because of the new ordinance that Washington State has passed, unless you can do it all hands-free. But by all means, feel free to dial in if you have a comment. If you can't listen to this entire show today, by the way, it will be rebroadcasted this Saturday. However, our rebroadcasting will be preempted by the football game up at Whitworth, and they're actually, I think, traveling to Iowa. So it starts at 11, and it should be wrapping up somewhere around 2 or so. But if you want a good sports entertainment to precede this show, then you can listen to the rebroadcast because it'll be right after the football game up at Whitworth. Many parts of these shows are interrelated, and so it's for you to understand what we talk about. And I go through this all the time because we pick up new listeners all the time. And so I just want you to understand that when I reference Platonism and these other things, you really have to listen to all these shows to kind of understand some of these sub-references. Or you can read my book, which is available on Amazon or on MobiStripPress.com. But anyway, if you want to garner how to reclaim the Republic and what you need to understand with Republic Review and this entire process of auditing the Constitution, then you really do need to listen to these different broadcasts that we talk about these functions and facts of the Federalist Papers, our history, and what we need to do. So don't forget you can download these on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. On local announcements, Councilman Ed Pace will be hosting the following town hall events each week. So again, this week, just like last week, he will be hosting a town hall on Wednesday and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. at McDonald's on University and Sprague. Every Friday, 9 a.m. at the Forza Coffee on Sullivan and 4th. And every Saturday at 8 a.m. at the Rosars on University and Sprague. Another key piece of information, because I've been trying to get all of this for everyone so that we can celebrate our Constitution. They call it Constitution Week. I just always celebrate the Constitution on the Constitution Day, which is the 17th. And again, that's the 17th of September coming up. I ask that everybody at least try to make our Constitution a little sacred again. And just that day, please read it. It's only 4 pages. I forget how many words it is, but it's not that long and it's not that daunting. Take the time, please, to read your Constitution so at least you can say, you know, hold your head up and say, I've read the Constitution, so I'm in that 1% or less. Anyway, the Constitution Party will be hosting an event, and it looks like they're zoning in and closing in on the 22nd of September. They're still waiting on a venue. I was hoping to have that by now. I know that the Daughters of the American Revolution are hosting something. I've had several emails, but I've had no information as to where, when, what, how, or what have you. But I would love to be able to let you know what constitutional events are occurring in the greater Spokane area. And so I know that the Constitution Party is having a special guest come in to speak and so forth. And I believe they're going to be hosting tables for all the different parties and groups that, you know, support the Constitution. So, You know, you can make sure you come a little early so you can speak to the group that you might be interested in. Another local announcement, the Republican Coffee Club, every Friday, 7 in the morning. This Friday, it'll be Kevin Cook, the Spokane County Sewer and Water Department employee, chief, whatever. September 8th is Ron Houston of Spokane Fatherhood Initiative. And September 15th is the former city councilman Mike Allen on entrepreneurship. And I've placed the details as to where on reclaimingtherepublic.org on the, let me see if I remember, it will be on the links page. So if you go to Reclaiming the Republic, and on the right-hand side, I have these different buttons for links. If you click on the links, it'll be the local events and so forth there for you. You just go down and it'll show you where and so forth. So I'm trying to put all those details to just save my time as I start getting more events and more things that you can maybe get engaged in that might actually trigger you to become that activist that you deep down inside you really want to become. So I'm just here to help trigger those emotions. The next movie night will be the 13th of September, and this is a very informative and important movie night, just like the last one, just like all of them. This one is over the Hearst decision, and they're trying to set up a panel, and we will know the details next week as to who will be committed to being there to speak to how the Hearst decision can affect you, builders, our economy, and so forth, and what you need to know. And I think there'll probably even be, you know, points of an open forum so you may be able to bring your own questions and ask. So this really is a must attend. And please remember that this is being hosted by John and Cicely at Darcy's. And it's not like they, you know, charge for admission or anything else. And they make nothing off of the people that are eating meals there. So they do need our support so that they can continue to inform us on the things that are happening. Because I don't know what we would be doing without groups like this, Rob, Chase, with the Republican Coffee Club and so forth. Because this is where you can learn about some of these changes that are coming down the pike or some of the things that have already been impacting us and what we can do about it. So, time is running out. If you still want to make that romantic impression and you'd like to go hand pick some fresh flowers for that person that is worthy of that impression, so check out the Sunnyvale Flower Farm in Suncrest, and the details are also on my links page, and I believe it's on the podcast page at the very bottom as well, where they are and how to get their address and their hours of operation and so forth. I have posted, newsflash, I have posted my presentations on reclaimingtherepublic.org, so you can now have all the slides that I went through on August 9th. And so you can, and I wrote these slides in a way so that you can actually read through them without really listening to me, because they tell the story or they give you the information that's necessary. They're not just bullets to go, well, how do I tie this all together? Hopefully it kind of tells the story of what we have to do and how to do this. And in addition to both of these slides being on the reclaimingtherepublic.org website, and as a matter of fact, it is on the Take Action link page. This is where I've got some documentation and so forth. So these pages or these slides, these two different PDF files are available up at the documentation. And at the very bottom, I have a link to the Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel. And you can also get the same video, but it's the full video on the Northwest Grassroots YouTube channel. But on the Reclaiming the Republic channel, I've kind of cut off the very front end of all the local stuff and got to the heart of the presentation. So please go check out the presentation. If you were unable to stay for the whole thing or unable to make it, out of town, vacation, or you were being held hostage by visitors from out of town, family obligations, what have you, I completely understand. It's that time of year. Next week, I will be airing a follow-on, hopefully, with our Dr. John R. Vile. And as a matter of fact, I was just talking to the guru here, and we may actually preempt that and wait another week or two to air the follow-on with Dr. John Arvile for a kind of a discussion. And you're more than welcome to call in next week for the discussion on Republic Review. What we're going to do is kind of have some questions as to, the real problems that we're facing. Why is it that we've got into this mess and so forth? Because that kind of helps people understand where the real problems are. And I think this show and what I've been saying over the past months on progressivism and, what they've been doing to us through the school system, through the media and so forth, they're the culprits, and this is how we got into this mess. And there's no doubt in my mind that as you understand this, you can start fighting the misinformation and the indoctrinations that we've been given. As you can hear, we've got a break coming up, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Stephanie Cates talking about branding of the Republican Party. We'll be right back. Okay, so we are back, and we are very fortunate to have the Spokane County GOP chair with us. Stephanie Cates is the chair, and she was just seated, as a matter of fact, I believe in January.
I was elected in December of 2016, so in my first term as chair.
All right, well, I'm not sure. Most everybody kind of understands the Republican Party. We know we have a real fight within Spokane because of the entrenched progressive movement. Some people call it a machine. I don't like that. I don't think they're really a machine. I just think that they've been able to articulate and control the narrative possibly better. And so I have ideas on that. But why don't you tell us about the Spokane GOP and your, if you can divulge your tactics or what you have planned for, moving and promoting the conservative movement in the Spokane County?
Sure. Well, the Spokane GOP is made up of precinct committee officers.
Right.
So that is the most grassroots of any elected office, the precinct committee officer. So you're basically representing the party to your neighborhood and representing your neighborhood to the party. So who do we know? We know well in our neighborhoods. And so precinct committee officers usually have about a neighborhood of maybe 1,000 households at the most.
Okay.
We have about 350. It's creeping up because as our population grows, they break precincts up.
Right.
So we have about 350 precincts in Spokane County. And of those, about 230 are represented by a precinct committee officer. So we're always looking for more people to get involved.
Right.
So these are the people who help identify voters in their neighborhood.
So how can somebody find out that's listening, mm-hmm. that lives in Spokane County, how can they find out if that precinct is unoccupied or has somebody that's administratively filling in as a captain? Mm-hmm. How do they find out if they can start, I'm interested in doing this. Let me come in because let me also, add to this because Rob Chase, I believe, was just recently seated by precinct committee officers into the commissioner of Spokane?
So we had an election on Saturday, a meeting of our precinct committee officers. And so there was a vacancy in the Spokane County Commission, Board of Commissioners. And we needed to, by part of state law, the precinct committee officers of that county get together and vote on three possible candidates to submit to the commissioners to get appointed.
But that's just the part. So let me clarify. Mm-hmm. The person in the position, if they are affiliated with the Republican Party, then it's only the Republican precinct committee officers, not the Democratic. And
correct.
So in other words, it's not a battle between. And this is the advantage of having these seats, because if somebody does vacate, the party actually gets to replace that person, correct?
Absolutely. The party has about 60 days to come up with a replacement, and then that person has to be seated by the Board of County Commissioners.
Right.
And otherwise, it goes to Jay Inslee to appoint. And right. we don't want that to happen,
no,
for sure.
No, we don't. No. And to correct myself, Rob was just selected as the number one. He still has to be selected by the county commissioners.
Correct. Right? So the PCOs vote on three names. They select three names. Rob was first in the vote, and we had it took a couple ballots before we got to that point. And followed by Mary Cooney and John Garisco. So the county commissioners will have a more extensive interview process. They'll right. interview each candidate for about 45 minutes. That's an open public hearing. And then they make a decision. So we're basically kind of narrowing down the field
right,
for
right.
the county commissioners to make a selection.
Great. And so back to, I guess, that one question mm-hmm. is, how does Joe Listener or Sally Listener, and I'm sorry if you don't like those names, folks, just tell me what you want me to call you, but how do the listeners find out what precincts are available that yeah. they're really unoccupied by a true PCO?
Well, first, if you don't know what precinct number you're in, you can go to the Spokane County website. There's a map. It's called the Scout Map.
Okay.
So go to SpokaneCounty.org and look up your address, and it'll tell you which precinct you're in. And then you can go over to our website and find our list of PCOs, precinct committee officers,
okay.
and see if that precinct has a PCO or if it's vacant.
Okay. Now, so do you have administrative, like, captains filling in some of these precincts?
We are looking at that. We're actually kind of researching it right now to see what is the best practice? Because we know a lot of people, if they have a PCO already in their precinct, but they want to serve, they look at a neighboring precinct that may not have one.
Right.
So we're looking at a policy by which it's most fair and to
Good.
See, you know, how we can seat someone. But,
right.
you know, we want those precincts represented, definitely. The question right now is, should that person have voting rights or not?
Yes, and that's something that has to be worked out in your bylaws, mm-hmm. but just as a suggestion, I know that if you do allow, and maybe because up in other counties like Stevens County, they have captains that are mm-hmm. assigned, and I believe it's always best for that mission of that captain is to find a PCO. They should be serving as like a recruiter for that precinct to basically find the real person that can take over. Then that captain then can move to another precinct. And so
Absolutely.
The captains would then become recruiters
yeah.
to find truly seatable, because bottom line, if somebody does come up, you don't want it to necessarily go to a challenge, because the person that lived there is going to win. And so the best thing is to, you know, maybe make this position like a recruiting position so that they can actually get real people on the ground that are known by the neighborhood and so forth. But anyway,
yeah.
I digress.
Right. So if you find that there is an open precinct,
right.
you can be appointed by that district leader.
Okay.
But every 2 years there is an election. So these are the names at the very end of your ballot. Sometimes you see these names and you see precinct committee officer. Well, what is that?
Right.
That is this role.
Right. So I did have one question for you,
yes.
and it's great that the people kind of understand the grassroots part of the parties. Spokane is becoming a donut where the center of the donut is becoming blighted. And I can't believe that the local businesses believe that this is a good thing, seeing more and more homeless, seeing, you know, more and more people that don't have the type of money, revenues, influence, or what have you, to where I believe property crime is going up and so forth. And I can't believe that even law enforcement and or our city leaders believe that blight is good, even though their policies are pointing in that direction, which is why we need to get all the progressives out. But how is the Spokane GOP reaching out to these businesses to make sure that they're supporting the change that needs to occur to get Spokane enlightened and uplifted so that people are able to start empowering themselves and developing wealth and making money and so forth?
Right. Well, I think you alluded to what's probably a trend nationwide that we've seen in recent years is that if progressives can't get their agendas passed at the federal level, they are looking to these cities and these municipal governments as little incubators, little petri dishes for liberal policies.
Right.
So you see sick leave. You know, when Obama was president, I think he wanted to get a mandatory sick leave policy passed. That wasn't going to happen with a Republican House and Senate. So they looked to the cities, you know, and Spokane passed one. And, of course, we just passed a statewide.
But before yep. we run out of time,
sure.
How is it, though, can you reach out to the businesses? Are you using precinct committee officers to educate or what have you?
Right. It's precinct committee officers. It's getting the word out. We're actually working on, and I don't want to divulge too much, but the Republican brand, I think, has suffered in recent years. And we need to tell people what we stand for, because just with anything you're marketing, if you don't define yourself, your opponent will.
Right. And I think it's really important that these businesses start recognizing who their real allies are and who's going to protect them instead of those who are really trying to nickel and dime them and destroy them and run them out. Because I can't believe that very many businesses are happy with the direction. I want to thank you so much for coming in. And folks, if you stay tuned, we'll be right back. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're back, and we have Stephanie Cates held over. I tied her down to the chair, and now I'm going to get 10 more minutes out of her since she promised to do one segment, and we talked a little bit about her campaigns and some of the strategies that she didn't want to talk about in the previous segment. But the current strategy that is going on regarding women's rights and suffrage that you have in that have been aired for the past week or almost.
Yeah, almost a week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so go ahead. What are we doing with the brand?
Okay, well, to go back a little bit, a brand is what people feel about your product, your service, your, right. you know, your company, your organization, your party.
Right.
For too long, I think Republicans have allowed the media and the other party to define us. And we need to define ourselves. You know, if you don't define yourself, your competition will do it for you, and it won't be in good terms. So we've been talking about this for a number of years, me and some other people who have been involved in the party, about telling our own story through an actual advertising campaign. So then moving forward to the beginning of this year, after our president was inaugurated, you had the Women's March.
Right.
And I know I looked at that, and a lot of women, conservative women, looked at that spectacle and said, those women don't represent me. And I was actually called by the Spokesman Review for comment on that when they had the Women's March here in Spokane. And I said, you know, I'm curious what rights these women think have been taken from them, you know, since our new president was inaugurated. And I gave some other information, but that's what they quoted in the paper. And I got a backlash from the people on the left. You know, how dare you say that? I mean, of course, we've lost all these rights. Well, of course, I don't believe that. And a lot of people in our party don't believe that. But again, we have to tell our own story. So I got this idea to do an ad talking about women's rights, just in the context of our natural rights that we are guaranteed in the Constitution. The right to free speech, the right to property, the right to carry a firearm to defend ourselves,
right.
You know, the right to live in a safe community that respects the rule of law. So all of these things are things women, conservative women, care about. You know, the left would have you and everyone believe that all women care about is, quote unquote, reproductive rights. The smart women, the empowered women I know that in this country we have equality, and we have these rights guaranteed to us in the Constitution, rights given by God. So then to pick a time frame to run this ad, we chose Women's Equality Day, which was August 26th, and it celebrates the 19th Amendment passage, which guaranteed women the right to vote, which was championed by Republicans and passed by Republicans, and it took over 40 years. And a lot of people don't know that history, so we decided, let's run this ad and let's center it around this time frame and really own that narrative and tell people, no, it's Republicans have been fighting for your rights.
Correct. And so one of the things that I have garnered in my study in history, and I love what you're doing, mm-hmm. because I think it's very important, because the Republican brand has been tarnished. I'll just use that word for now.
Sure.
I may editorialize a lot more and harsher a little later after you leave. But the perspective that I have in a historical context is that what the left and what they're calling reproductive rights are actually getting people to surrender their property and surrender their rights for other people to have the entitlement to a free abortion for the consequences of their behavior. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're trying to create a system that removes the consequences of individual behaviors, that we, the state, will then pay for that. And that has to come from those of us that are productive. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, there's less and less consequences for what you're doing. And that's because the state's paying for it. As long as we ramp up, and that's why they're afraid for their loss of reproductive rights, because they want the free reproduction or the free abortions and the free services at the expense and out of the pound of flesh that they have to take out of the hardworking individuals.
Right.
And that message really needs to get across, that side of what they're doing. Yeah. There's the rebranding, but we have to, I think there should be another campaign to this or a strategy to this of pointing out what the Democrats and the communists are doing in moving us towards a statist ideology.
Right.
But anyway, that's...
Well, again, everything we mentioned in this ad, and we used real women, local women, and we talked about, again, free speech, the right to your own opinion, property rights, right to carry a firearm, the right to live in a safe community. I mean, all of those are really unassailable. And actually, when my Democrat counterpart was interviewed for the paper, when they did a story on this, he said, well, no one opposes those. Well, that's interesting, because your party is.
Right.
The Correct. Democrat Party is opposing all these rights. They're not supporting our gun rights.
No.
They're not supporting our property rights.
No.
Or free speech.
They want to surrender those rights to the state and let the state dictate everything.
Yes.
If you read the Communist Manifesto, the Democrats have embraced all 10 planks. Those are the 10, the foundation are the planks, and they have embraced all of those, as well as some of the, what I consider the reprehensible sides of communism, such as state dictating family issues and so forth. I mean, they've gone well beyond those 10 planks. But anyway, I think that there's merit in also creating a campaign strategy of creating the labeling for them, because they've been doing this hatchet job on the Republicans of trying to say, you know, we're pushing people off the cliff and so forth. And is there a thought on that on the national level, or?
Well, just as far as what we're doing locally, we have plans later on. We're going to roll out this campaign in phases. The first phase, we want to draw people in. You know, we want to help people see, you know, a positive message about the Republican Party. So that's very strategic.
Right.
But then, you know, once we tell them who we are and define ourselves, then we can define our competition.
Right.
I
think
that
a
comes
great,
later.
I think a great campaign that goes in line with the current mantra is the slavery issue.
Yes.
And I believe that most people have been completely... they believe the lies that it was the Republicans that are promoting slavery. Technically, the Democrats have taken on the new innovation of slavery, which is slavery to the state.
Exactly.
As soon as they get you to surrender incrementally more and more of your rights and liberties, then next thing you know, they own you. Mm-hmm. And that's why many of them are being motivated by their political leaders to get out and protest. We'll pay you for this under the table. It's very nefarious of what they're trying to do in overthrowing our constitutional republic.
Absolutely. And which is why they want to erase history.
Sure.
You know, what we're seeing with the monuments being torn down, it's their history. So
I completely get that. Yeah. And so there's that issue. I'd love to help. I mean, I have a little bit of as a history buff and written a lot about this. If you have questions, I'd like to avail myself on some of these issues.
Great.
Because if you really look in the grand scheme of things, just on the slavery issue, slavery has been around for over 5,000 years. It goes back to ancient Macedonia. And if there was any empire or state that was the most oppressive of all states, that was Egypt. For 3,500 years, they maintained slaves. And only two times in the history of mankind were slaves emancipated. Once was in Egypt by the hand of God, and once, I believe it was here, by the hands of good men and women who were willing to sacrifice their lives, the ultimate sacrifice, to ensure that all men could be free.
Yeah.
And it was based on the founding document of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I would love to try to articulate these types of messages into some campaigns on this, if I can help. But
that'd be great.
We've ran out of time, and 10 minutes flies fast. So thank
it
you
does.
Again. We will let you go now, and we will hopefully have you come back at the soonest convenience.
Love to.
All right.
Love to. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Bye. Okay, so we're back, and a big thank you to Stephanie Cates for coming in and kind of giving us some insight on the GOP structure, as well as the rebranding efforts that they unfortunately have to go through. I really appreciate those insights, and if you want to get involved, this is, again, like she said, this is the grassroots of politics. Becoming a PCO, there's plenty of PCO spots that are open within the county. Why don't you go reach out to the GOP county website, take a look at the map, and find out if you happen to live in one. And if so, just let them know that you'd be interested in running for the precinct committee officer for that precinct. That being said, Stephanie Cates is 100% right. People do not know their history of politics as well as their history of liberty, how we evolved with enlightenment to create the nation that we have, and how we've debased ourselves into becoming self-gratifying and self-indulging and a entitlement type of society. And that really has everything to do with our education system, as well as the propaganda machine. And the education system is an integral part of this propaganda machine. That's one of the reasons why I've been harping for several episodes on progressivism, Platonism. The playbook was Plato's Republic. If you go and you look at and read Plato's Republic, Marx literally just copied and regurgitated that for his Communist Manifesto, and he just built upon that and figured out ways of integrating that into our society today. The fact is that the Republican Party has to exert so much energy and brand awareness speaks to the damage that gets done by the rhinos and the communists that have penetrated the Republican ranks, like John McCain. What he's done recently and what he's done throughout his career as a senator is, I won't use those expletives. I've already talked about my goals in life and not trying to reach back into a debased state when I was a young Marine. John McCain is a disgrace to the U.S. Senate and is a disgrace to what Madison and Jefferson had done as the founders of the Republican Party back in the 1790s when they started running against the Federalists. When people say, no, that was the Democratic Republicans. No, that was truly the Republican Party, because when Jefferson stated that we're all Republicans, we're all Federalists. He didn't say we're all Democratic Republicans. He said we're all Republicans. The Democratic was just a innovation or an adjective that they threw onto the Republican Party name so the people understood that it wasn't just a representative, but it was a people-selected representative. And Unfortunately, that term was kind of hijacked by the Democrats saying, oh, well, we kind of founded the Democratic Party, which, no, you have nothing to do. The Democratic Party that was erected by Van Buren and Jackson had nothing to do with the individual liberty and sovereignty and the limited government that Madison and Jefferson tried to move forward with in our republic and trying to get back towards constitutional standards that the Constitution was actually founded upon, where Adams started drifting away from that and using judges to get us moving towards a centralized government and creating these political energies of centralizing power in the federal government. So the fact is that with people like John McCain and so forth within the party, there's a lot of damage that's been done. Well, look at these Republicans. I mean, there's a mixed message. There is a mixed brand. And at the national level, the Republican Party either has to start taking ownership of who wears that R next to their name and starts kicking people out instead of saying, well, that's the guy that's electable. You know, the only reason he's electable is because you let him keep that R. And so they really need to take control of their brand and actually move back towards candidates. That's what we're trying to do here in this county and trying to do nationwide, is move back towards candidates that support wholeheartedly the Constitution of individual liberty, those principles of sovereignty, individual liberty, and so forth that built this nation on, and what the founders had created within the Constitution, your individual rights of expression, speech, religious expression, and your rights to assemble and address your government. By the way, you don't have, I've said this before, you do not have a right to protest out in the street. You don't have that right. The cities and states can literally take away, and they should. They should take away the rights for people to go out and protest. It's one thing to allow somebody to march, but they should make very clear laws that if you cross a very specific line where you start going outside of the boundaries that you're supposed to protest, like this crap that's happened in Missouri and California, where a protest or a march ends up in the middle of the freeway. That should never happen. They should have laws against this, because nobody has the right to seize your access to commerce, your access to be able to go from one point to another. It's one thing to go and address your problems with government. Go down to City Hall and tell City Hall what you believe. Go to Olympia and tell them how they're screwing us over, how we're losing our liberties, and they need to start defending us from federal tyranny. But don't go out onto those freeways. Don't get out into the street blocking traffic and so forth, because you don't have that right. That should be against the law. It is against the law. You just can't walk out onto the freeway. Just because you're in a group of people doesn't give you the right to be able to break those laws. The real problem that we've been facing, and I've been saying this over the past several weeks and on the show and in my book, is the education system and the propaganda system. Again, we have been taught all sorts of misinformation, that the Democrats are here to give you what they're here to give you. As I said in the last segment with Stephanie, they're here to take your liberty and sovereignty away. They're trying to give you something so that you will surrender your liberty and sovereignty, so that you become enslaved to the state. And that's not what our founders wanted. That is not what the Constitution allows. What they're doing is a violation of the Constitution. So I encourage you to go watch my presentation to the Northwest Grassroots so you can understand how limited the federal government truly is. Now, when Stephanie said that the progressive unit and the progressive tactical units in the states and cities are trying, because they can't get it at the national level, they should never have any of this stuff. Welfare, none of this stuff should be at the national level. But unfortunately, the states are the little petri dishes where we actually can and are allowed to play with some of these stupid socialist models. So the states have the power to do that as long as they maintain their constitutionality of government. In other words, there's this little thing I've been saying about the guarantee clause, that all states have to be Republican in form. We cannot allow the continuance of democracy to be destructive and destroying each of these states. Every single state in this union is violating that guarantee clause. I've gone through this before. Go listen to those podcasts where I talk about this. But a Republican form of government adheres to the American form of republicanism. The question I always ask people when they don't understand this, why is it that every state has a bicameral legislative body? Why do they have senators and representatives? Why is there this distinction in legislative bodies? Why two? Now, there's only one state that's truly violating this, which is Nebraska, as far as the form of government. But what they're not doing is they're not representing. They've taken away the suffrage of the counties and the suffrage of the residents of the county in legislative bodies, because they've moved us towards a Democratic map, and they apportion representation by population, which is not the geographic map of republicanism. Each state is set up by counties, and each county has a seat of government, and each county is a sub-element of the state itself and is a sovereign body within the state and is regulated by that state. And it's just like the United States. Every state in the union is regulated by the United States, and there's no way North Dakota, South Dakota, or Wyoming would allow the federal government to start meandering so that they lose their representation so that they can give more representation to California, because there's more people in California. Because there's less people there in the Dakotas and Wyoming, they could say, well, these three states basically have the population for one new representative, so we're just going to join them together like what they're doing here in the states. There's no way the states would allow that, and there's no reason why the counties have to allow this. The counties need to start suing the states to the federal government and get Congress to take action in getting the states to realign to the Constitution in the Republican form of government. Where do you find this? This is in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. It's the very first line. It says that the United States will guarantee that every state be Republican in form. And that Republican standard may not be very well defined, and that's Congress's job. But there's a reason why we did define our Republican form of government with a Senate and counties and representatives of the people of the counties. And that's how they started out the gate, and we lost that. And so as this has come up in several cases before, and I really didn't want to go into this rant at this point, but I think this is very important, because these are the things you don't learn and you're not being taught, because they don't want you to know this. They know they can steal our liberties. They know they can steal our republic through democracy and mob rule. And so the biggest way we can take this republic back is by instituting republicanism once again and teaching you how to do this. And knowledge of power thing is the critical part. And that's how we're going to reclaim the republic together. So stay tuned. We'll be back next week with Reclaiming the Republic. And thank you very much for listening.